Hey guys, I'm BJ Kissel, and this is Pete Sweeney, and we are going through some of the Chiefs' longest plays from 2014. Now, Pete, the Chiefs finished 9-7, and throughout the course of the season, a lot of ups and downs, and we had a lot of exciting plays to go through today.
Yeah, this should be a fun video. When you're on offense and you get a long yardage play, usually means a good thing, so good things for the Chiefs means fun video for our fans. That's what this should be, right?
We're actually going to start on the defensive side of the ball and the longest interception return for the Chiefs this season. And that was Hussein Abdullah's 39-yard pick six return against the New England Patriots on Monday night. Abdullah started as the in-the-box safety and read Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's eyes perfectly as he sat back into zone coverage. He hopped the attempted post route to Danny Amendola, who had started in the slot and then got the pick six return. Now that was one of the most exciting moments from probably one of the most exciting games for the Chiefs this season.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Rams and Chiefs in Week 8. This actually wound up being a blowout game for the Chiefs, but it wasn't the entire time. 7-7 late in the second half. Alex Smith drives down the field, gets actually to the St. Louis 28-yard line, but takes a 7-yard sack, and that backs the Chiefs up. Cairo Santos needs to come in for the 53-yard field goal.
He hits it good. He lines it up, and Santos has it! 53-yard field goal!
Now, for the Chiefs, the longest touchdown run of the season was also the longest run from scrimmage, which came from none other than Jamaal Charles, which is not a surprise. Now, with the Chiefs trailing 3-0 midway through the first quarter in Arizona, it was the third play from scrimmage for the Chiefs offense. Charles displayed the kind of footwork you normally see from Pete Sweeney and Westport on a Friday night, but he broke through the second level of the defense by keeping his pads low, broke some tackles before he was out into the open space, and then once he's there, you're not going to catch Jamaal Charles. In what was a record-breaking season for Charles, where he became the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher, that 63-yard touchdown was the longest for the Chiefs in 2014.
Now, it was very early in the Thursday night thriller. Remember, a very rainy night for the Chiefs and the Raiders. The Chiefs start out the game by going 3-and-out. If you remember, they couldn't really get anything going offensively. And Dustin Colquitt shows off his leg and shows why he's the franchise leader for the Chiefs and the 10th all-time in the NFL for punts inside the 20-yard line.
And he booms it away. Moore is going to let it bounce at the 15-yard line. 70 yards by Dustin Colquitt, his longest of the season.
The Chiefs' longest pass play of the season was a 70-yard touchdown to a running back, Nile Davis, at home against the Oakland Raiders. Davis ran the angle route out of the backfield against the linebacker, who actually bit on Davis' first motion to the flat. Alex Smith saw the safety leave the box to double Dwayne Bowe as the Raiders brought the blitz from the left side of the defense. Just like that, there was nobody there to contain Davis, who raced 70 yards to the end zone to put an exclamation point on that victory as well.
Now you look at Week 15, Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs are still very much alive in the playoffs, but at this point, they need to win the last three games of the season. DeAnthony Thomas gets the ball and gives the Chiefs the only punt return touchdown of the season, and this was a very big touchdown early on because it was 0-0 at the time.
He goes up the left sideline! Thomas at the 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
And the longest kickoff return of the season came against the St. Louis Rams in Week 8. Again, Nile Davis opened up the second half by racing 99 yards for the touchdown, which was part of 34 unanswered points from the Chiefs to put them over 500 for the first time all season after that victory. Now, Nile Davis was awarded the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week following that touchdown. Now, we look towards the 2015 season where Chiefs General Manager John Dorsey and company look to add players to find more moments that you can enjoy in 2015.